Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, November 23rd, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? Well, week after week, I say something different, but it's all the same thing. This show is made up of God-serving artists who happen to be independent Christian artists, where their music is untainted. And I can get into that if you'd like to message me. I'd love to discuss that. But every week, we are blessed with who God sends to the show. It's not who Greg organizes. It's who God calls. And from Detroit, Michigan, this week on the show, Mr. Danny Kish. Danny, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, man, I thank you, because I think we tried this a long time ago. And it was actually, I think, on the Mix Sunday morning show.
Yeah, I think it's been about a year.
Yes, it has. We tried to record. It didn't work. I got really frustrated. But even in my old age, Brother Danny, I still have things to learn. And I learned patience that, hey, it wasn't your time. And now it is. So God has prepared something special in your heart to share with us. And I know, Danny, it's going to reach somebody. It's going to touch somebody. Again, not for Greg, not for Danny, but for the kingdom.
Amen. That's beautiful, brother. Yeah, that's all I can ask for. If it changes one person, if one person hears what I have to say or the message that I have to bring, and it changes them, that's all I can ask for the kingdom of God, for the glory of God.
Well, all right. Well, when we come back, we're going to find out lots of good things about you. We're going to dig around a little bit, see what God's been doing. So when we come back, we're going to find out who Danny Kish really is right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us this week from Detroit, Michigan, Mr. Danny Kish. Danny, thank you again for taking the time, scheduling this interview out to be a part of not a show, but a family. So welcome to Rock the Flock.
Thank you for having me, brother. It's a joy and it's my pleasure to finally get to sit down and talk with you a little bit.
Well, I have fun doing this every week, because we have to look at it this way. You just walked up the sidewalk and you rang, just say, the Ring doorbell to the Rock the Flock house. We've opened the door, and there, I'm telling you, Brother Danny, there are a bunch of artists in this house that are looking, who's that guy at the front door? So before we can officially let you in, why don't you tell us who is Danny Kish?
What a great picture you just painted. I love it. My name's Danny Kish. I am singer-songwriter / worship leader. And I mean, that's just the surface. I'm father of five, actually, now, just recently.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, I'm probably jumping the gun, but yeah, finally we had four girls and I got my boy finally. not that girls aren't a blessing. They're a truly a blessing. Ever since we had kids, being a girl dad has been awesome. How do I say this? It's been eye-opening, and it's changing me for the better. That's for sure.
Amen. They do, and they are they're each, no matter boy or girl, because I have two boys, two girls. And now, now I have three grandsons and one granddaughter, but it's amazing how different they are.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Each one's got a different personality, but, yeah, so I'm just a family man out here trying to follow God's will for my life. I've been writing music probably since I've been a teenager. I am 33 right now, and yeah, I've been writing songs since I was a teenager. You know, I had a few friends back then, had a little band, got together once in a while, trying to pursue our passions. It's just been really, a really awesome, experience, in my, youth to really pursue that. I mean, just God's been putting, music in my life and in my heart for a very long time. And, a lot of times I didn't really have a super like clear direction for it, but I will say I have been involved in church all my life. I was raised in a Romanian Pentecostal church. Mm-hmm. So that brings me to my next point. My parents immigrated from Romania back in the 90s, early 90s, and I was born here in Seattle, Washington, actually, and raised in a loving family, always trying to put God first. And we moved over here to Detroit, Michigan when I was small, two or three years old. And I was raised in the Romanian Pentecostal church, a little bit stricter than, you know, some churches, but very traditional style. But I found my passion for music back in sixth grade, started playing the saxophone. It fulfilled something inside of me. And from a really young age, I kind of knew that I really wanted to do something involved with music, and I didn't know what it looked like. And started playing in church. We had like a orchestra, and I picked up guitar at around the age of 15. And I have a little testimony, I guess, that my first guitar, my dad, I was begging my dad for a Christmas gift. You know, Dad, I really want a guitar. You know, I see these guys on TV and, you know, different Christian bands. And back then I was really like big into like Switchfoot and, you know, all these Mercy Me and these guys on the acoustic guitar really caught my eye. And I was begging my dad, Dad, I promise I'm going to learn to play, you know, if can I get a guitar for Christmas? And so one day he drives me up to Guitar Center and buys me my first acoustic. I was about 14, 15 years old. And man, I was on top of the world. I was so excited. And just as we were leaving Guitar Center, the parking lot, we get T-boned in a crash. Somebody just ran right into our car. And it could have been way worse, but thank God that he was protecting us, and we walked away with no injuries. But yeah, it could have been way worse. And my dad told me something after that really stuck with me even to this day. He said, you see how Satan tries to ruin God's plan, because I feel like God has something for you in the future with music. And he had this happen because he tried to stop your blessing from happening. And I was like, man, I was like, wow. So, you know, that stuck with me even to this day, that you know, something's going to happen. You know, I was going to pursue music and God was just going to work in my life with music. And that's how it's been. I mean, it's been a blessing in my life and I used it, you know, my guitar, I learned guitar pretty quick and, just praising the Lord in the church and, been trying to just use the gifts that he's given me for his glory, you know? I mean, fast forward to recently, last couple years, I mean, me and my family, we're going to this awesome church here in, Brightmoor Christian Church in Novi, Michigan, where I am a part of the worship team, just leading worship a few times a month. And it's just been such a blessing to be using the gifts that God has given me and just kind of trying to bless him and bring people to him, to Jesus, you know. And I just can't think of a better way than using music. And I've been writing songs. Last 2 years, I really ramped it up. I really stepped out and I felt God just on my heart, just telling me that I have to start writing more music. Either, you know, it's worship music or just music like about life and how God has worked in my life personally and my family's life. I mean, I got a lot of stories from my parents how coming from Romania, you know, it's a different life, and coming here and just the struggles that they've went through and just to give us a better life. And so I feel like God's given me a lot of words to put down, and I'm just trying to navigate that with producing and just trying to get some music out. And last year was my first year that I officially released really any music on any streaming platforms, and I kind of stepped out into trying to make it more public. It's been a blessing. It's been hard, but it's been a blessing. And I can't thank God enough that the people that he's brought into my life that have helped me bring this dream that I've always really had since I was young to record music and put it out there for people to hear. And I'm just blessed, and I'm really excited about the projects I'm working on and the music that I've already released. You know, I hope it touches a lot of people and it helps them see that Jesus loves you and God has a plan for each and every one of us. And it's never too late to turn your life around. If you think you've gone too far, you haven't. God will take you back. God will help you straighten out your life. I mean, I've seen it in my life. You know, going through teenage years have been, you know, I did my own mistakes like everybody does, you know, experimenting with different things and trying to find your way. But man, God has been so good. My goal is to just keep releasing music, keep writing songs that he's put on my heart. And I'm just super excited about what's going on. And not to mention just worship at church every Sunday is amazing to be involved with that, with a community of people that I actually have like one-on-one contact with, not only online, because since I've released my music, I've had a lot of people that I haven't met in person that I've had contact with, but it's something else when you see people every weekend, you know, in a congregation, in a church family. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, brother, I took the liberty of contacting someone. I spoke to you just a few minutes ago, and I get $25 for every name drop when I say it. So I have to, buddy, because you know this tough economy. So I reached out to Sam with the Normandies.
Oh.
So that's 20, okay. 25 bucks, Sam. And he will be getting in touch with you.
Wow.
So you see how God works. I mean, I know I tried to have a little fun right there, but see how God works.
Yeah.
That you two are in the same backyard.
Right.
And that's why this show is just too cool, Brother Danny. But thank you for opening up. Thank you for allowing us to find out who you are and whose you are.
Yep.
And the statement, the purpose statement that God has stamped upon your heart.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Well, I tell you what, before we get into your music, when we come back, we're going to jump into the Word of God, because I know you have a verse to share with us that's probably going to explain a little bit more of who you are, and we'll get ready for that.
Awesome.
So we'll be right back with Danny Keesh right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in this week. If you've missed the first part of the show, don't worry about it. Yes, you did miss a lot, because we have a wonderful guest, but you can catch it all on the podcast. That'll come out tomorrow around lunch on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you find your podcast. You can find the Rock the Flock podcast and get the full interview of this show. This week, Mr. Danny Keesh joining us from Detroit, Michigan. Danny dove into his life, shared a lot with us. So thank you, Brother Danny, for doing that. And, you know, this show is about music. We play a lot of music in this two-hour show. But before we get into music, before we get into all of that, when you peel it back, there has to be something there. There has to be a base, a backbone, and it's the Word of God.
Amen.
What verse have you prepared to bring to the show?
The verse I always kind of go back to, and it's even since I was little, I mean, has been something that you can take with you from when you're young to when you're old. It always applies. Matthew 19:26, it says, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" So this verse is just always, I can always go back to it, and I can always think about how as I'm getting older and having a family, sometimes things in life seem impossible, but I just got to remember and remind myself that with God, all things are possible.
Amen. And I will put an exclamation on that. All things are possible.
All things,
no matter what you're walking in, what you've walked in, he can clean it.
Oh yeah, yep. I've seen it time and time again.
And you know, the one thing that Satan wants to put in the back of our head is we're not good enough, or what we've done has stripped us of that right. And no, God didn't say that. He, like you said, Brother Danny, he said all of it. That's why he sent his son to this earth,
mm-hmm.
not just to hang on a cross,
yeah,
but to rise from a tomb, to give us eternal life and to break the chain of sin.
Mm-hmm.
So I wish we could hear that in the news today. I wish somebody would, on one of the major news networks, just say that, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That he'll take it all. He'll take everything. He'll take all of us.
Right. Amen to that.
But we don't get that.
No, unfortunately not. Yeah. A lot of times we get the opposite, you know? We just get beat down.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We got to remind ourselves we are children of the Most High God and, you know, how much He wants us to be blessed and His children. I mean, He wants us close to Him. I mean, and just got to believe it that with Him, all things in this life are possible. I mean, there's nothing too big or too small for Him.
No.
So,
and you hit it right there, too small, because the Bible says if you have faith of a mustard seed, and if you're listening and don't know what that is, you can go to the grocery store and find it. And I encourage you to grab a bottle and stick one in your purse, your wallet, your pocket, as a reminder of how small a mustard seed is, but how big God can do things with it.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Small as a mustard seed. Yep.
Well, all right, Brother Danny, when we come back, we're going to get into music, the fun part, awesome. Because I believe you have a production story, if I can remember. A year's a long time in my life, and I believe we'll just get into that when we come back, all right?
All right, sounds good.
We'll be right back with Danny Kish right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning in, whether you're on the airways of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or you're listening to your favorite podcast called Rock the Flock. Thank you. Making the show better, making the podcast better. My guest this week from Detroit, Michigan, Mr. Danny Kish. Danny, what a wonderful experience this is to have you on the show.
I appreciate it, brother. It's my pleasure.
Well, this is the music part of the show. So let's have a little fun. Well, you said you played the guitar. What other instruments do you play?
I played the saxophone for quite a few years. And that's about it, just guitar and saxophone. Saxophone, I'm a little rusty on now. I haven't picked it up in a little bit, but I'm sure it'll come back to me if I tried.
Would you think about using it on a song, maybe inserting it into the background of a song?
I definitely thought about it, yeah. It's just got to be the right song.
Because there was a guest a few weeks ago on the show, and he had a steel guitar that was his grandfather's, and he incorporated it into a song it sounds really good.
That's awesome.
So maybe we can get a saxophone in there.
Hey, you never know.
any other instruments?
No, that's it.
Okay.
And my voice.
And your voice. Well, the voice is enough. How many songs do you think you've written?
Oh, man. I mean, at least over 100, I think.
How many of those 100 songs have you produced or actually played in public, maybe?
Yeah, that's a different number for sure. Because not everything I write is golden, but you know, some of them started and then kind of faded out. But I would say Produced, I would say produced maybe, I don't know, not even a quarter of that. So, and then played in public, probably even less.
And you have a very interesting production facility. You know, where most artists travel to Nashville, or we had an artist 2 weeks ago travel to South America to produce. Actually made the trip.
Wow.
And you may be able to meet that artist here soon.
Awesome.
But you send your music across waters.
Yeah, across the world.
to the other side of the world, back to what I remembered in the story you told before. Man, back where it all began. How great is God?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a little bit of a story there. You know, my family came from Romania, but I don't have too much contact with people there anymore. I mean, I was born here, so, you know, American Romanian. But somebody, a friend of mine from here that has some connections back to Romania, some musical connections. They got a great pool of Christian musicians and worshipers there too. And when I, a few years ago, I felt God put on my heart that I should really get serious about putting my music out, I was trying to figure out the best route for the best process, I would say. Cause I mean, I've been playing music a long time, but I never sat down to actually try to figure out how to get it from my notebook out to streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. I was just looking around, trying to find out as much as I can, get in contact with people. And, you know, I mean, I was looking around here, and something that would fit into my, obviously, budget, because I am, you know, I have five kids. I got a lot going on. So financially, I was trying to find the best fit. And this friend of mine, who's also Romanian, he goes, "Well, hey, you want me to reach out to somebody in Romania that I know? He's a producer, and he does great work, and I'll send you some songs that he's done for people." And it was mostly, I think, maybe, I don't want to say 100%. I'll have to check in with him. But before I sent him my music, I think it was 100% or almost 100% all over there, Romanian music, worship music, Christian music. And I listened to some of his stuff, and I just felt an instant connection to him and who he was and his story a little bit. And I reached out to him, and he was more than happy to help me out. And so my friend that I was talking to, he's got a little home studio, you know, with a recording booth and mics. He's got a little setup, and he's a drummer. He's actually the drummer that the drums that you hear on my tracks, he's that's him playing. So give him a little shout out, David Philemon. So he's an amazing drummer, by the way, and a producer. He dabbles in producing also. And so I reach out to his name is on Instagram. You can find him, Dodo Danchu. And man, we hit it off. I mean, we got to know a little bit about each other, and we had like the same musical taste from like back in the day, like Switchfoot and all these, you know, like cool bands in our youth. And his style just resonated with my style so well. I mean, he's told me multiple times he loves working on my songs, and he's just so easy to get along with. And so what my process is, is I go to my buddy's house, David's house, and I record a rough demo of my idea for my song. Just me, my guitar, sing it through, and we record it and we send it across the globe, across the sea, mm-hmm. to Romania, to Mr. Dodo Danciu, and he listens to it, tells me what he thinks. We bounce ideas back and forth. I send him like some ideas of kind of what I envision for this song, because usually when I'm at this point, I can hear the song, or like I have kind of an idea of what the finished product should sound like. And he kind of like, I don't even know, he reads my mind almost. So, because the stuff he comes up with is it like on point of the direction I wanted to go in. Like, it's so funny how God works. But so he comes up, so he gets my track, acoustic guitar, vocals. He is an amazing producer, but also musician. He plays electric guitar, he plays piano, bass. He's a multi-musician, like, awesome guy. So he sends me some ideas. Okay, hey, I was thinking if we add this drum part, if we add this piano part, let's go with this and this. And he sends them back to me. And this would be kind of like demo one. And from there, if I want to add another guitar part from that I want to play or something else vocally, we kind of work back, bounce ideas back and forth. And until pretty much he when he thinks the song is, you know, ready for me to release it, he sends it back to me, and I do my final vocals on the track and send it back to him. He runs through the vocals, edits whatever he's got to edit. And that's it. And the song is done. And it's just an amazing process. And surprisingly, it's pretty smooth.
Well, that is super interesting.
Right.
And speaking of producing songs, you have produced a new song.
Yes, I have. Because of Grace, I have released... I was released, I think, October 16th, if I'm not mistaken. So it's been, just a little
over a month.
Yeah, a little over a month, a couple months. So, I mean, it's a song that really, I think, God put on my heart to write because of grace. I mean, it's all because of the grace of God that we are living, that we are blessed, and that we are living the lives we are living. And it's just a reminder that in the bridge of the song, I say it's not my trying, it's not my doing, it's so basically it's not what I can do and how I do things that give me his grace and the love that he gives us. It's all because of grace, really. Because of his grace.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, you did such a good job teasing us for that. Why don't you intro the song and we'll debut it right here on Rock the Flock Radio?
I'd be more than happy to. Hey guys, my name is Danny Keish, and this is my new song, Because of Grace.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Again, I really appreciate you tuning in, listening, your comments. I'm blown away with the show. It is a blessing. All the artists on the show, God bless you. Thank you to the artists who have sent me Christmas music, because we're going to do 2 weeks of Christmas music, and I'm doing that. Some ask why. Because... yes, I love Christmas. I love the birth of Jesus. But on this show, the music that's going to be played mostly on this show is going to be of that Redeemer, of our Savior, and the one that we've got to get ready because he's coming back. Yes, we'll enjoy and celebrate the birth of our Savior, but I'm encouraging each and all of the listeners to prepare your heart for his coming, because I don't want to get left, okay? And I don't want, if you're listening, I don't want you, I don't want you stuck here, okay? And that's as simple as I can put it, because there's a big difference between heaven and hell. And you just need to choose Jesus. And it's because of grace. That's kind of ironic. but you need to choose Jesus. Brother Danny Keish, thank you for, again, man, thank you for blessing me today. I know you've blessed the listeners. And I can tell, man, your kids, that they are so blessed to have you as a dad.
Thanks. I mean, you're going to make me cry now.
No, but I can tell, man, you have a sweet spirit about you. You have a, like I said earlier, you have a purpose stamped on your heart. So before we get any further, can I go to the Lord in prayer?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for another week of this show, Lord. I ask that you will continue to bless it, to bless the artist on this show. Lord, I ask you to bless Brother Danny, his wife, his five children. God, that you will protect them, put a hedge of protection around them, Lord, to send angels to walk with him. God, continue to bless his work, to bless his pen, to bless his guitar. Thank you for the people that you've put into his life. Lord, I ask that you will continue to send people to Brother Danny that will expand the ministry for your kingdom. Lord, send him to the right doors and bless each and every one of his steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Brother Danny, how can people connect with you?
You can connect with me on social media. I am on Instagram and Facebook. I got a TikTok, you know. I'm up to date on all my social medias.
You are, and your music is, you can stream your music on?
You can stream my music anywhere you listen to music, basically. I mean, it should be on all streaming platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and all the other streaming sites.
Well, you've done very well, sir, because earlier in the show, you had a lot to learn, and you've learned very well.
Oh man, I'm telling you, I'm always learning. You're never too old to learn, that's for sure.
Do you ever go live on Instagram or TikTok and play?
I have not done that yet, but that's funny that you say that, because I have been asked by multiple people and kind of encouraged to do that. So that might be a next step that I might have to take.
Well, I know a few artists that do it, and they multi-stream over Instagram and TikTok.
Oh, okay.
And there's an artist in Nashville, Miss Kelly Elena, who may have 8 to 9 Instagram viewers of her. But on TikTok, there will be thousands of people tuned in to watch. So it's just it could be a little different. It is a little different to do, but it's an opportunity to reach a lot of people for Christ.
That's what I was thinking about it too. I mean, it might be a good next step for me.
Well, do you have anywhere you're playing coming up soon? Do you get out in, and you play in church, of course, but do you get outside of church and play? I'll keep it simple, like a coffee shop or.
No, I have not been, I haven't done that yet. That is definitely something I am looking into, possibly, for next year. I'd really like to get out more in public and, do little, shows at, coffee shops or whatever, or if I can get maybe in contact with local Christian musicians, we could set up something. Well, definitely interested.
Well, I think when we hang up with this interview, you have one that will do all of that, sir.
That's for sure. Yeah. That's awesome.
So I'm just going to say God is good. He really is, man. So Danny, man, just may God bless your family. And
thank you.
Thank you for being a part of this show. And I just pray today that through your words and through your new song, that it'll change someone's life.
Amen.
So keep just rocking on for the Lord. Keep sending songs across the pond and bringing them back here, that song back to the United States, and blessing us with them.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Mr. Danny Keish right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.